non-physical back in those less cultures who had more abundance, that was the time when non-physical couldn't create.
Correct.
Right. So we want to distinguish between the traditional chemical body poverty to abundance range and then juxtapose that, and they seem to in the past had a lot more abundance in that chemical body level, but they didn't have the abundance we have now with the chip body.
How very luminous of you, Bob.
Luminous, yes. So, you get that, James? There is, see, Ion is agreeing. He stated that there were greater cultures in abundance. He seems to be agreeing that that's on the chemical body level, but there is something new happening that no culture had access to other than the ascended cultures, which were non-cultures.
Oh,
and
I
the
agree.
Proof of that is, why couldn't you go to Alexandria and rebuild the lighthouse? Why couldn't you build more pyramids that would rival the original pyramids? How come you can't get anything more done than they did with, say, nothingness, and yet you still, even now, with all your superfluous technological advancements, can't even move a big damn rock down a little hill?
Right. And that's all chemical body inadequacies.
That's what you're talking about, isn't it? You're interacting the chemical within the confines of the android mean. And you talk about the vastness of the chip body, but yet that you aren't watching the TV, the TV's watching you. So all you've done is you've created a placated place to where this vastness confines you into one little stabled stall.
Oh, yeah, no, that's accurate. That was the role of me and McClellan and Arthur Coker was to point out.
Well, so you go at it from that angle, and all of a sudden you're kind of like, okay, it got us there, but where?
That's right. The language of description of where people think they are is not adequate. And so to the degree they're influenced by description of the reality, they haven't got it correct. And if they got what I was talking about and what we featured on Cash the last 2 years, they'd have a better statement of what it is. And then they'd know the abundance they have and stop worrying.
And then you wouldn't have to be running around confining and capitulating of this is okay and this is not okay and this is good and this is bad. Then you'd just be happy and you could just get happy and then all that other crap would go down the crapper and then you'd be relieved from your indigestion, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, that's right. If you take what Ion's wisdom and advice about how to create your own power, you wear the power of the words.
Don't create your own power you already got. We're trying to get you to embrace the power you've already created.
Right.
That's the issue.
So all that motivating life coaching by Ion gets you to understand your chemical body and how to work with it and have abundance and then see the new aspects of the chip body. So Ion is talking to several bodies here. There's aphorisms of delight for an empowerment for your chemical body understanding. Get that together, and you can have the ability to see the real pyramid. But then you'd be able to see the abundance of the chip landscape and what's more that's to come without limited chemical body projections into it. See? You'd be able to orchestrate. What would be bliss would become a new form of discipline, a new form of yoga. Self-entertainment would be the new yoga.
Yeah, but how much are the chip body and the media extensions taking us away from our creativity? We're letting the chip body do our creation for
us.
Yeah,
that's what Ion's all about.
You're limiting it. See, you're limiting it by what the damn Wikipedia has a regard of any topic.
Yeah.
You can't find the hydrogen in the very page you're looking at sometimes.
Yeah, let's go over to the William Irwin Thompson quadrant for a second. He pointed out the television.
Oh, is that where we're going? Okie dokie.
Okay. All right. He pointed out that under the influence of McClellan, he said television is a very spiritual medium, and we're not adequate to its use. We don't do it properly. That's another way of saying that you've got to find out what your chemical body can do and subject to what's given to you by default through the body, TV body. But once you re-empower your chemical body, then you know how to clearly enjoy the spiritual, non-physical effects of the chip landscape and the TV landscape.
And if you get trapped are caught in that capitulated position, then you will forever be chasing the ratings of trying to convince others to think more highly or less highly of you regarding any tenement that you embrace, a la your political regimes.
That's right. We are living in the greatest period, yet it is also the most paralyzing reality. So, five body is the way to go. Understand the different, I don't want to say levels, but environments that you are going to be doing yoga. And I would add this.
And boo-boo, don't forget boo-boo. We love boo-boo.
Boo-boo to cancel out the too over-purposeful yoga. You don't want to get too hung up on doing the yoga about it.
Yeah. I would, Basket Nabber 2000.
This is where it's at. You can't know what I know and knew and not create...
Knowed.
What?
That you knowed.
Yeah, that I knowed. You can't know what I knew and knowed and not create something incredible. You can't. You can't.
That was new. That is new.
That is new. And this is not boasting. This statement I'm making that you can't know what I know and knew and not create something incredible. This is not boasting. This is an alibi.
So the new know from the known node of knownness is noon from the new knowing now.
No, now.
Now.
Knowing this could be now. The nowness.
I hope somebody writes that down and transcribes it.